Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Red strive to engage more farmers in cassava cultivation. Stay with us to hear more and later. Or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Residents of Anata Bay and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, July 15, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. at the Anata Bay High School. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, July 15, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Anata Bay High School in St. Mary.
An additional 200 farmers will be engaged to cultivate cassava on the Red Stripes Project Grow Initiative. 103 farmers have already been contracted by the company to grow the crop as a source of raw material to substitute for the imported high maltose corn syrup used in the production of Red Stripe beer. The farmers under contract are from the parishes of St. Elizabeth, St. Catherine, St. Anne, St. Thomas, St. Mary, Clarendon, and Manchester. The brewing company is looking to replace 40% of maltose syrup by 2020 and already has more than 2,000 acres of land under cassava production.
We are at 1,000 acres, and we have recruited 103 farmers, totaling 1,159 acres.
Local raw material business development manager for Red Stripe, Dr. Cavill Francis Riney. Dr. Francis Riney was speaking at the recent signing of a Memorandum of Understanding MOU with the United States Agency for International Development USAID funded Jamaica Rural Economy and Ecosystems Adapting to Climate Change to Project JA Reach 2 to provide technical assistance to boost commercial cassava production. JA Reach 2 will mobilize its local technical assistance delivery team to support the training objectives. This will be complemented by international support from experts from the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, Delaware State University, and Tuskegee University. Teams from JA Reach 2, Project Grow, and the universities conducted site visits to local farms from July 4 to 7 to develop an implementation plan for the technical cooperation. Under the agreement, JA Reach 2 will provide support in refining research and training programs and delivering farmer training. Additional support will be provided to facilitate collaboration with local partners to implement research and field trips to identify high-yielding, drought-tolerant cassava varieties, propagate high-yielding planting materials, and identify and test complementary crops for intercropping and rotation. JA Reach is implemented by Agricultural Cooperative Development International and volunteers in Overseas Cooperative Assistance, ACDI-VOCA, a nonprofit organization. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. If you don't want to leave, drop panyo, turn from under the tree. Translation: if you don't want leaves to fall on you, don't go under the tree. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Hey, woman, how are you doing inside there, sir?
Please, I can't manage no more.
Hey, go back out there, sir. You know so much customer there.
May I beg you, just memorize yourself, little no, please.
Hey, woman, you know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she more. We just come through the door. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, avoid situations that can have undesirable consequences. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.